Hello and welcome to the YYC Soccer Podcast. This is Jason Komet. I'm flying solo today. We wanted to get this episode out. It's about the Canadian Futsal Championships, and it's been already a bit over a week, and we're just putting out an abbreviated version of the podcast to sort of wrap things up there, and we're going to have another more full-length episode later on this week. In case you missed it, the women's champions from this year were Extreme. They're from Quebec. They beat the Ontario representative, and the men's champion was from Ontario, and the name of the club is 9 de Octobre, and they beat the Quebec club. I think it's pretty safe to assume at this point that Ontario and Quebec still have the most advanced futsal programs in the country. Things are looking positive from an Alberta perspective. Cali's, their men's side, finished third in this tournament, and they finished third last year as well. I think that's a real positive sign. So, as I mentioned, we have a couple interviews. Let's start it off on the men's side with one of the coaches from the Cali's, Christian Mirkovic. We did this interview immediately after the match where they won the third place game.
First and foremost, thoughts on the performance today?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What do you think? How do you feel you guys played?
I think we had two very strong games. The third game, we didn't play very well. And they're a very good organized team. They play very well futsal. They played better than us, I think, on that day. And today, we're dominating that team. We didn't finish what we should have finished. We should have 3 to 4 goals more than them. I didn't feel they were as strong as our group.
Okay.
I think we had a little bit the strongest group.
The tough game you mentioned, was that against
Ontario?
Yesterday.
Yeah, Ontario game was very, very tough.
Yeah.
It was a tough game. They usually, if I understood well what they were saying, they play futsal all year long over there. Some of them only play futsal, which makes it hard for us. But we performed well. We didn't finish our opportunities, but I think they are better organized than us on that day. And they're more motivated than us, I think, on that day.
Yeah. So finishing with third, with the bronze medal.
It's amazing.
Yeah. At home too, right? I mean, what did it mean for the players to do this today in Calgary?
Well, we represented our city. We represented our province, and we are very proud to bring a medal and a third place to our province and our city. If you look at it, we are the third team in Canada. That's not bad. That's not bad at all when you look at everything. At how many teams play futsal in Canada, we finished third. So it's quite good. Yeah. It's quite good.
Were there any lessons that you took from this weekend when maybe looking at some of the other teams, or feel like things that you could take forward into next year maybe?
Experience. I think that's going to be the key. I think we're nervous against Ontario and we didn't play our game. So with time, we're going to get more experience. More nationals will bring more experience, more maybe practices, maybe setups, all that.
Yeah.
Like that's all I can say. It's I think it's experience. When you look at it again, Ontario and Quebec in the women's were in the final. Ontario and Quebec in the men's are in the final. They play a lot of futsal out there. So maybe we have to develop the futsal here a little bit more and play a little bit more, have more playing.
Yeah. Well, I imagine an event like this could really help grow futsal in Calgary and Alberta.
Yes, actually, it will. Like the first time that we had the women's nationals, if I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's not bad. 8 teams here, that's not bad at all. So now that we're growing into the women's side, hopefully it's going to bring more teams into women's. That means more teams into men's, because we're going to watch more futsal and develop it a little bit more. And which will develop our national team, which will develop everything else. More pool player you have, better it is.
I want to ask, so this is something that Cali's is going to want to continue to expand the futsal program and keep growing it and try to become a...
Yeah, like 2 years in a row, we go to nationals. 2 years in a row, we finish third. That shows you something. That shows consistency, quality of the Cali's team. We won 4 times the nationals in outdoors, represented Alberta, I think, 15 times in nationals, the most capped team in nationals in outdoors. So we have a pedigree that we want to continue representing. And Cali's are a very strong team, a very strong club. And hopefully we're going to continue doing that. That's the best we can hope for.
Let's let's move on over to the women's side. This was the first ever Canadian National Futsal Championships. Alberta's rep was 1UP Soccer from Calgary. They finished the tournament in eighth place. And I had a chance to interview Michelle Holmes, who is the founder and captain of 1UP Women's Futsal, to get her thoughts after the tournament. And let's listen to that now. We have Michelle Holmes on the line now. Michelle is the captain and founder of the 1UP team that represented Alberta in the National Futsal Championships this past week. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great. So how do you feel about the team's performance last week?
Oh, I think that it was certainly a learning experience. You know, we won one game and we're happy with the result. We were also able to give the Quebec team, who did win the gold medal in the tournament in the end, quite the scare, because we were tied with them for quite a long time of the game. But also there was an opportunity that we could have won that game. And so each game we learned how to play futsal, because we also play different types of soccer in the city, such as Div 1 or the boarded game, as well as the 7v7. So understanding on how to play the tactical game of futsal was something that we learned more through this tournament.
Right, because this was the first year of the team, and I was getting the impression from some of the information that you provided earlier on that this was the first experience for several players playing futsal they hadn't played previously.
Yeah, no, I think there's one player that has experience playing at her university, but the rest, and our goalie also had some experience playing in the AC college side too. I certainly have 5 years experience at AC level as well, but other than that, it's the first time for lots of us.
What do you think you and the team learned from the experience in the tournament, and how do you plan on using that knowledge going forward?
Yeah, the next goal is to make the national competition once again. We have a committee in our team that really wants to push the envelope, and next year the goal would be to get top three. How do we do that? You know, if we have to get a couple more players that play at a higher level already and teach them how to play futsal. But I think also the key will be to practice a lot earlier than we had, because when we started in the fall in November, we didn't realize that we were going to the futsal competition or the championships. We still practiced because we needed to show the girls the game, but now we're really going to put more emphasis on training.
I guess really what I'm getting here is that a couple of the key take-home points from this year in general has been more experience, more training time. Is that those are a couple of the goals moving ahead?
Yeah, exactly.
Player recruitment, I guess one thing, there was it four or five teams in the women's division last year? Do you think there's going to be some more interest in futsal as a result of this, and maybe more women would get involved in the game?
Absolutely. I think you've nailed it. It's my projection as well. Just the fact that we showed that we could go to a national competition is going to show more interest to these ladies. In fact, we've already had many players reach out to me or to our sponsors asking for even futsal tryouts. So I think that not only will we see more players, but we will also see more teams register. We used to have about six teams registered, because I'm also part of the futsal committee. It's been a passion of mine for about 10 years. We instilled the women's division here in Calgary in 2016. And with the pandemic, we lost the women's side of things. So now it's rebuilding. And I think having the national competition here in Calgary alone, with the first time as women get to showcase it, is really going to bring some interest going forward.
Anything else that you wanted to specifically mention before we wrap things up?
Yeah, no, I think that the success of this team is multiple leaders stepping up to the plate and helping the team preparing for a national competition, a lot of people don't realize the little details of what you have to do. So I would like to thank firstly my committee on my team who worked so hard to make sure that, you know, there's a lot of fines. We didn't want to get fined. Secondly, the coaches, their knowledge and experience definitely got us there. And then without our sponsors, we wouldn't have been able to afford to do this.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for your time, Michelle. And we wish you all the best in the future, and we'll be watching to see what happens next year.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'd like to thank both of our guests again, and I am looking forward to futsal next season. I think it's something that I will continue to follow. Even this year, there was a bit of added attraction considering the national championships were here in Calgary, but I think it's a really interesting sport, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next year. Also, I want to mention that Scott took a lot of pictures at the tournament, and we're going to post some of them on our social media and also on our website. But I think we'll wrap it up for today. We're going to have another episode in a couple days here. We're going to do another interview with someone from the Calgary soccer scene. In the meantime, you can go to our website at yycsoccer.com, and you can subscribe to our podcast by using all the usual podcasting platforms. You can follow us on Twitter at YYC Soccer 403. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a few days.